This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Facebook promises regulators that it will protect users' privacy and give them the right to take their data wherever they choose. That's the easy part. How do you accomplish both? That's where things get interesting. Breaking it down after these tech headlines. In a settlement that sharpened government debate over how to rein in tech giants, YouTube agreed to provide new protections for children on its platform and pay a $170 million fine. The Federal Trade Commission announced the penalty following a year-long investigation in response to complaints from consumer groups. These groups said YouTube illegally collected data on children to sell ads for products such as Barbie dolls and Play-Doh. YouTube neither admitted nor denied wrongdoing as part of the settlement, however said it would make changes to its platform, including switching off comments on children's videos and cutting off data collection on videos aimed at kids. YouTube said Wednesday these changes would take effect in January. Chinese consumers have snapped up Starbucks coffee delivery provided by Alibaba, but demand for delivery drinks has been much slower in the U.S. American demand for mobile ordering and pickup is high, but the customer pickup on delivery has been much more tempered. This is according to Starbucks CFO Patrick Grimser at the Goldman Sachs Global Retailing Conference. Starbucks is currently rolling out delivery through Uber Eats throughout the U.S. BMO upgrades Activision Blizzard to outperform with a revised target price of $60. That's up from $43. The investment firm says the video game company's restructuring efforts and investments in core franchises such as Call of Duty and World of Warcraft will boost its financial performance. As investors get more comfortable with Activision Blizzard's turnaround story and as new catalysts develop, BMO says the company's valuation multiple will expand. Activision shares are up 3.8% to $52.94. Coming up, Facebook outlines how it will protect users' privacy and give them the right to take their data wherever they choose. The question is how. We report that in a white paper issued Wednesday, Facebook outlines its new initiative that promises to protect users' privacy and let them take their data to other platforms. Joining us now with more on how Facebook is publicly grappling with these issues is The Wall Street Journal's Jeff Horowitz. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So on this white piece of paper, Facebook laid out these two mandates. An interesting move. A lot of folks are still trying to wrap their heads around it. But what is the latest?
Yeah, so as you, I think, reference, the two most boring words in the English language are white paper. That is what this is. But it is important, and I think it actually could be interesting. What Facebook is doing here is following up on the pledge that Mark Zuckerberg has made to provide data portability to its users. And that is important because it would take the edge off of perhaps competitive anti-competition concerns that Facebook faces.
It's a very pressing issue, like you say. First and foremost, it's a legal matter. If you wouldn't mind catching us up briefly, because, you know, there are laws in the EU and from California that Facebook needs to comply with.
Absolutely. So data portability, you know, just to define it, is the idea that a user of Facebook should be able to take all of their information off of Facebook and bring it to some other platform, do whatever they want, because they can already download it, but they should be able to bring it somewhere else easily, is legally required. That's getting phased in California, for example, in 2020. The problem is that no one really quite knows what data portability means in practice. For example, if you and I are friends, do I have the right to take photos that you took of the two of us together? Do I have the right to take with me comments that you made on my photos? Things like that. So in social media network, who owns what is pretty dicey in terms of which user gets to take things with them. And there are privacy implications. And Facebook is correct that there hasn't been any sort of clear-cut guidelines from this, even if there is a requirement to provide data portability.
Right. So I understand the company is seeking outside input. What kind of guidance is taking shape, if any?
So I think the problem is so far not much has come from regulators. And there's a sort of undercurrent of frustration in the white paper, which is just structured as a series of open questions about how exactly Facebook should proceed. And to some degree, portability isn't even a thing that Facebook can provide on its own, right? And everyone needs to agree on what format things should be in and sort of what the rules are. So Facebook's going to be having a series of talks around the world, actually, trying to get input on this, I suppose. They are sort of, I think, waiting, I guess, for that. They have to move ahead with something, but they just don't quite know what they're moving ahead with.
Right, because, you know, as you briefly mentioned before, you know, sorting out what data is portable is one thing, but, you know, there's also the looming privacy risk when it leaves Facebook, and that's, you know, that's obviously another big pressing issue.
And that's Facebook definitely is, I mean, I would say very focused on that, partly because they got slapped in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. I'm assuming you can call a $5 billion fine and, you know, several years worth of negative headlines slapping. But it's they're focused on that very much. But on the other hand, some of the people who are really in favor of data portability for, I suppose, making sure that there's competition in the social media market really say they're going to have to go beyond just sort of a one-time transfer of data and make it so that actually Facebook is forced to interoperate with other social media platforms. So in other words, if I go to, you know, let's call it Facebook 2, I'm sure Facebook would have an issue with that
right.
Legal naming. But if I go to some alternative social network, I'd need to be able to access my old friend group, my old photos, all of that. That would kind of be what would be required for a seamless competitor. And, you know, right now there's no way to do it. And you know, that's not really a question that Facebook addresses much in this paper, but it would probably be the front lines of any, you know, debate, assuming there were to be a real one on this.
We will leave it at that. Jeff Horowitz, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.